WHCL, Clinton, New York.
Oh, I'm frightfully upset. A terrible thing happened. In the middle of the night, my wife awakened me and said, "Get up, there's a burglar in the house." Anything I hate in this world is to have my wife awaken me in the middle of the night and tell me to get up and meet a burglar. I'll meet landlords and janitors, but one must draw the line someplace. So I said to my wife, "No, you get up." She says, "No, you get up." I said, "I got up to meet the last burglar. You get up and meet this one." She said, "You get right up and see what that man's doing." So I got up and I said, "Here, Mr. Burglar, what do you mean burgling in my house?" He said, "I have a perfect right to burgle in your house, sir, and I'm going to burgle." I said, "I'll see whether you're going to burgle or not. I'll go right out and get a policeman and have you arrested." He says, "Go on out and get your darned old policeman, see whether you can have me arrested or not." Oh, I hate to be taunted by a burglar, so I went right out to the grocery store and I found two policemen. I said, "Officers, come right outside with me. I've got something I want to say to you." When they got outside, I said, "There's a burglar down into my house, burgling, and I want you to come with me and arrest him." So they came along, and when we got halfway home, they stopped. I said, "What's the matter now?" They said, "What kind of a looking burglar is this burgling in your house?" I said, "He has a dark mustache." They said, "Has he a scar over his right eye?" I said, "Yes, he has. I noticed that scar particularly." They said, "We can't arrest him." I said, "What do you mean you can't arrest him? Here you are a policeman on this force, and you can't arrest a burglar? What do you mean?" He said, "He has purchased the burgling privilege on this block, and we can't touch him." I said, "Well, how in the world am I going to be protected?" He said, "Well, you'll have to move into a block where they haven't sold the burglar privilege." So I went home, and there the burglar sat. I said, "Well, I'm sorry, but I can't have you arrested. Seems you have a right to burgle here." And he laughed at me. Oh, how I hate to have a burglar laugh at me. He said, "Come on now, I've wasted enough time with you. Fork out your watch and your money and your jewels and your wife's jewelry." And he took our solid silverware and all our jewels and tied it in one great big bundle and threw it over his shoulder. Just as he was about to leave, a man with a mask on stepped into the window and blew a whistle. The burglar dropped the bag and turned to me and said, "You're a lucky guy." I said, "What do you mean I'm a lucky guy? Here you are taking everything I possess in the world, and you say I'm a lucky guy." He said, "I can't take it." I said, "You can't take it?" He said, "No. I belong to the Burglars Union, number 44. And that was the president of our union, and he just called a strike. And when I told the boys how I had frightened the burglars out of town, they intend making me mayor of this city. And when I am, I want you to know that I will make just as good an official as anyone in the world. Now, there's President Wilson. He said, 'Make me president of the United States and I'll reduce the high cost of living. The cost of eggs, of butter, the cost of eggs, eggs.' Why, gosh darn it, he hasn't got any more influence with a hen than I have. He can pass all the laws Congress will let him pass, and that hen won't pay any attention to it. I know, for I have the best set of rules and regulations for hens to go by, nailed in my hen house, and not a gosh darn hen will look at it. I have even called hens aside and spoken to them privately, so as not to embarrass them in front of the other hens, and tried to point out their duty as an egg-laying proposition, and all I got was cluck, cluck. And when that hen is laying but one egg a month, the price of eggs are going up. I don't care what anyone says. The price of eggs are going up. And when that hen is laying a dozen eggs a day, which is going down for any bullet, the price of eggs are going down. And you ask me why. You ask me why. Well, I'll tell you why. Because eggs become unfriendly after a while, and there is nothing so disturbing to the family circle as a suspected egg. Do not be deceived by these promise-all politicians. Vote often and early for me.
Thank you. away when you're blue and you'll leave your troubles after you. Just smile a little bit, smile a little bit, smile. If in doubt, you'll find out that a smile will pull you through. When you're down, you're not out. That's a slogan good and true. Don't delay, start today. Pray for men that you have been that way. So smile a little bit, smile a little bit, smile.
Here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming. The night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee. The leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
This is Radiol. I'm Andy Sr., and this is the first time I've been on the air in a couple of weeks, although I do have things up floating around cyberspace. For those who are interested, and you know, you can find them there and through Radiola blog, which is, you know, type Radiola into Google. But this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, and this is the first time I've been doing a show in about 3 weeks, so I'm ready to go here, as you can understand. Tonight, because it's getting dark and sort of dreary and whatever, we're going to go for a little levity tonight. We started with a little levity. Raymond Hitchcock, The Burglar Story and the High Cost of Living from 1914. Raymond Hitchcock was born down the road a bit, down Route 5, right on, you know, in Auburn, which, you know, More upstate pride. Let's have it. Yes. Great performer. Very funny guy. I would say his style, at least of his humor, is very reminiscent of Robert Benchley, whom I got interested in an early age. So Raymond Hitchcock is, very funny guy. Jack Denny and his orchestra. Herman Engler on the vocal there smiled a little bit. He didn't sound like he was smiling, but maybe he was. That was from 1926 off in Old Brunswick. And our theme was Willard Robeson, whom you know well by now. Wake up, chillin'. So we're going to continue now here on Radio, and I have a lot of thanks to offer to different people and a lot of acknowledgments to make and a lot of plugs to plug. One thing I want to say at the outset is I want to thank Mark Fuller for calling today, leaving a message. So I did manage to hit those garage sales. If Mark's listening, he'll know what happened. And I got some good things, and I got some strange things, too. Not necessarily in the same sense, but yes, I did. But yes, those records you'll be probably hearing on a future broadcast or podcast, dare I say the word, of Radiola. Here's Johnny Johnson and the Statler Pennsylvanians, Bob Treister, singing it for you. That funny melody. It goes like this.
Like this.
Da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da
Weary Blues, and I love that. I love it. It's Johnny Dodds, Black Bottom Stompers. I think that's the common take, but it's not. It's uncommon jazz. You heard Louie in there. You heard Mez Mezro when he didn't have something else in his mouth besides a saxophone, I suppose. You know, you heard Earl Hines there playing, and Louie, oh boy. Weary Blues, 1927. Oh, yes. You know, a little jazz to warm you up. Something else could warm you up, too, like a Hot Mama. That was played by Fess Williams and his Royal Flush Orchestra. And I'm going to test out that theory later, by the way. But Hot Mama was recorded in 1929. I think Hank Duncan was his pianist, and he was a serious tried musician. Matter of fact, you know, Fats Waller and he were, I would say he was every bit as good as Fats. In many ways. Wasn't as well known, but he Fats knew how good he was. And we began with Johnny Johnson and the Statler Pennsylvanians, Bob Treister singing that for you, that funny melody. It goes like this. It went like that. 1928. I'm Andy Sr. and I go like this, and this is Radiola. Every Friday night, whether I'm on the radio or not, I'm going to try to do this. Yes, but right now we're on WHCL, 88.7 FM, Clinton, New York, WHCL.org. Unless you're listening to it later via some other convenient method, such as Live 365, or perhaps a convenient download. You don't know. But I'm going to keep this one. This sounds good. We're gonna get very classical in a minute, so don't worry about that. Here's Dennis King in 1925. From the Vagabond King, the Song of the Vagabonds. And I love this song because it has the word hell in it. To hell with Burgundy. You know, I prefer Pilsner anyway, but still, you know, I like the sentiment. So all this swearing. You know, the FCC is going to come down on us. Well, here he is. He might as well get it over with.
Come on, ye beggars of Paris town, you lousy rabble of low degree.
Which
spurred King Louis to keep his throne and save our city from Burgundy.
Our city from Burgundy.
You and I are good for nothing but to die. Let us die for liberty. And bow down to Burgundy. Hands of shame and sorrow, will you tear tomorrow for the crown of Burgundy?
Hard word, sword against the foe. Hard, hard, the lily banners go. Hands of France around us, break the chains that bound us, and to a hell with Burgundy.
Thank you. He rode through woods and copses too, until he came to a wide open field, and there he espied his lady. Oh. What makes me leave my house and land? What makes me leave my money? Oh, what makes me leave my gypsies? Oh, what care I for my house and land? What care I for my money? Oh, what care I for my new wedded lord? I'm off with the raggle-taggle gypsies. Oh.
Oh, that's so nice. That's Molly Ryan singing with Dan Levinson in the swing wing. That's Randy Reinhardt on trumpet, Jim Fryer trombone. Dan Levinson playing any manner of reeds, whatever he's got, he's playing. Mark Shane on piano, Matt Munisteri on guitar, Mike Weatherly on bass, Kevin Dorn on drums. And Molly's, you know, what a voice. I had to play her tonight because I'm playing some other vocalists, but I couldn't play those other vocalists without playing her too, honestly. But that's sort of a classical piece. The song goes back to the 18th century. So what I played before that essentially is quite modern, from Il Trovatore, the Anvil Chorus, 1926. The Victor Male Chorus singing that in English about the gypsy maiden, so... That was my segue, and I'm going to stick with it. And Dennis King, you know, swearing a blue streak on the Song of the Vagabonds, 1925. I think that was Fremmel, wasn't it? Rudolph Fremmel? I'll be corrected if it's not. But, yeah, well, he didn't write the words. He wrote, you know, he wrote the song. But got to love Rudolph Fremmel. Play him once in a while. I'm Andy Senior, and this is Radiola, and thanks so much for listening tonight. I'm so glad to, you know, to have you streaming and listening, or listening later on if that's the case. But we're going to continue here. And by the way, this is WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, at beautiful Hamilton College, WHCL.org. And, well, you know, it's next week there's hockey, so you won't hear me. But there's a very special program coming up on the 18th, and I intend to do a show on the 18th that will be a fitting cap to the season before Christmas break or whatever you want to call it. But we're gonna do a nice one for you. Here's Johnny Dodds again, taking a little bit low and slow for this one, but not too bad. Here's San. Thank you.
Third down, 10 to go.
Come on, boys, snap into it. Signals, 48, 69, 37, hike.
Knowledge men do a dance called raccoon. It's the craze nowadays, and it will get you soon. Buy a coat and try it. I bet you'll be a riot. It's a wow. Learn to do it right now.
Highbrow, lowbrow, intermediate, make believe they're all collegiate soon. To do the raccoon coats don't care who's wearing them. Hallroom boys will all be sharing them soon. To do the raccoon. Every day its popularity grows. It's the most important item in clothes. $10 down, and though it scratches you, wear it till the sheriff catches you soon. To do the raccoon.
For they wear 'em down at Princeton, and they share 'em up at Yale. They eat in them at Harvard,
but they sleep in them in jail.
They store 'em at Ohio, they're hocked at Notre Dame. They carry 'em at California,
but they wear out just the same.
At Penn they're made of rabbit, at Vassar sex appeal, at Nebraska made of Airedale,
in Chicago lined with steel.
From
every college campus comes a cheer.
Oy-yoy!
The season for the raccoon coat is here.
My boy!
Rough guys, tough guys, men of dignity, join the raccoon coat fraternity soon. To do the raccoon. Rich men, poor men, all have pride in them. No one knows who walks inside of them soon. To do the raccoon. Every day you'll have your downs and your ups. Hi-ho. Every day those raccoon coats will have puffs. I know. Get a girl and start to hurry her right downtown to some big furrier soon. You'll do the raccoon. Rap, rap, rap.
Thank you.
Haben Sie gehört das Tin Pan Parade? I'm sorry, it sounded like that song from the Producers, but that was the Tin Pan Parade with a vocal by the Revelers. That was the Troubadours, Victor Studio Group, 1928. Love the sound of that. That sounds really good. I have to admit, I figured out how to clean the records properly. It was a tip from Sir Scratchy, so if he's listening tonight, thank you. So I used that tip, and it did take a lot of extraneous material out of the grooves. But none of the music. We tried to leave the music in there here on Radiola. Before that, we had George Olsen with Doing the Raccoon, 1928. And that's appropriate, because if you don't have something like that on you tonight, you want a fake fur. You want a fun fur. You know, this is Hamilton College. If you wore the other one, you'd get lynched. But, you know, in a nice way. And that was from 28. Yes, indeed. Johnny Dodd's trio beginning with Sand, 1927. I'm not any senior, and it's a wonder I haven't been lynched here at Hamilton College, here on WHCL, 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And thanks again for listening. And next week, there's hockey. But if you want to go and check out my Radiola blog, you may find that there's a program. You know, if you're on the internet, you know, if you just want to listen to this thing on the radio because you're afraid that somebody's going to put Chinese pornography on your computer, well, that's too bad, because you're missing a lot in life. It's worth it. You know, let them put the Chinese pornography on your computer. Just say you were trying to listen to my show, Radiola. Just find the thing, and you know, you can find old shows, ones you might not have heard all over, ones you might have missed on purpose or whatever. But radiolablog.blogspot.com, or type radio into Google, and you'll also find great links to wonderful shows like Forward into the Past and The Big Broadcast. Speaking of which, the show on the 18th is a special. A couple of weeks ago, I did an internet-only interview with local collector Walter Mitchell, a friend of mine. Well, I'm going to interview another friend of mine tomorrow. We're going to put it up on the 18th. We're going to broadcast it, and we're also going to put it up online for you. Rich Connedy of Big Broadcast. So you can look forward to that. That's going to be a marvelous, marvelous show. But I'm going to play that one. I'm going to broadcast that one. That's for sure. Because I feel like it. And I've got the power of the airwaves at my disposal right now, so I'm not going to dispose of them. And we're going to continue now with the Victor Military Band. It's a medley, Foxtrot, Stop, Look, and Listen, I think was the show. They're all Irving Berlin tunes here. I Love a Piano, That Hula Hula, The Girl on the Magazine, or The Girl on the Magazine Cover, as I've heard it also reported, When I Get Back to the USA. So here's the Victor Military Band in 1916. Thank you. Now, I admit I'm cheating there. That was broadcast earlier this week as a live performance on a program called the Antique Phonograph Music Program, which is on WFMU. And it's a great program hosted by Michael Kumela. And you can stream that or find it. And, of course, I did stream it. That was Delta Dreambox, one of many groups, led by Bliss Blood, who's the vocalist on there. And the full personnel, of course, is I don't have that, because that you can listen to that whole show, as a matter of fact, if you go to the links I've provided on my Radiola blog, assuming you're willing to do that and you're not afraid of Chinese pornography. But who's afraid of the Big Bad Wolf? But Delta Dreambox, also the Moonlighters, who I've also played on the show, all with Bliss Blood there. And yes, I had to play that, and I said I was going to play it. But if you want to hear the whole thing, including all the commentary and the conversations that go with it, there are a lot more great songs, and it runs well over an hour, actually about an hour and 6 minutes. If you want to go to WFMU.org and find that. But this is WHCL. I'm Andy Sr. This is Radiola, and I just felt it was worth plugging. That was like a double plug there. We're going to continue with some plugs here. Tomorrow night, 8 p.m., be sure to listen to Mark Fuller and Retro Radio, and it's a great program. Music of the 50s and 60s, and music radio just like you remember it. Mark helped me out today, and I didn't even feel like leaving the house, but eventually I did, and I got to those garage sales that he was talking about, and I found a few things. So, Mark, thank you. I appreciate it. And I do listen to that tomorrow night here on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And speaking of radio, this weekend, tomorrow night, it's a great program. You gotta check it out. Hot Jazz Saturday Night with Rob Bamberger. He's going to have Barbara Rosine on for the last 2 hours of the show. I think between 9 and 11 p.m. tomorrow, you may want to check that out. But in the celebration of that, here's Barbara Rosine with Vince Giordano's Nighthawks singing an Annetta Henshaw piece here. I Have to Have You.